Welcome to the Tea with Tina, your favorite podcast where we talk all things health, fitness, lifestyle, and maybe a little bit of tea gets spilled. We chat all about this in a super casual environment. So grab your beverage of choice, sit back, relax, and enjoy. Hello, friends, and welcome back to another episode of the Tea with Tina podcast. Today is going to be a thoughts while driving one. Don't worry, we are going at a good pace here, and I have my phone on speaker so I can record. but, you know, I think about things a lot now that I have a little bit of a longer commute, and I listen to a lot of business YouTube videos, podcasts, even fitness-related ones, and sometimes, like, one little saying that somebody says can really spark a whole idea in my brain. I think that's just, you know, entrepreneurial nature, right? That's like why we are what we are. We just love creating new things, making connections, all that fun stuff. But the reason I'm saying that is because I was listening to a YouTube video, and I guess watching it, and it was about 10 minutes long while I was warming up before my lift today, and it was a business-related one, and the guy was talking about how he was very frustrated with these entrepreneurs he was speaking with because they labeled themselves certain things and they were kind of proud of it. Like, oh, you know, we're very high functioning anxiety people. We're an all or nothing mindset. And he said he hated that. And, you know, that kind of caught my attention because I would argue that those things are very common in the fitness space as well, right? It's a parallel. You know, I see that a lot, the all or nothing mindset. And to be honest with you, Since I switched gyms as far as what I train out of, I used to train out of a more commercial gym where I saw a lot more lifestyle clients. So I feel like I had to treat them a different way. For a lack of trying not to sound like I'm talking down to clients, I had to baby them more so, you know, because they weren't knowledgeable in lifting and, you know, they were afraid to try new things. So we had to go very gradual. The new gym I'm at is more athletic based. So there are more, a tendency to be more sports based people there. With that being said, there is still everyday people, but just like the environment of the gym kind of forces you to want to be more athletic and extreme, but with that comes a bigger all or nothing mindset. I'm seeing a lot of people doing extreme things and they're impressive, but even when I have conversations with these people, I hear like the one woman, she's a little bit older and she's like, well, I do CrossFit. And I'm like, that's amazing. But then she's telling me she has all these injuries and she's like, well, I push through it even when I have the pain and I know I shouldn't. And I hear this far too much and I don't really know where it stems from. I don't know why we feel the need to do that all or nothing mindset. It's really not beneficial. Maybe it just feels like we're working harder and like if we're not giving our all, then what's the point? I feel like that's kind of just been ingrained in us, especially in like the American culture. I mean, we were a country that was born off of that style, pulling ourselves up by our bootstraps, separating ourselves from England, saying, we got this, we can do this, we don't need your help. So I feel like it's kind of originated here, but I think we need to bring some balance back into things. But aside from that, because that could be a whole other topic, another topic he was talking about in relation to this was what he was saying is saying they're an all or nothing mindset, you know, that high functioning anxiety. Is that something you're proud of? Like, what is that doing for you and your business? And when he asked them that, they're like, well, I don't know. We never really thought about it that way. And to be honest, they probably just thought it was like the right thing to do and the cool thing to say, because that's what all of the business owners do. I mean, look at Elon Musk. Elon Musk sleeps like 4 hours a night and he's a billionaire, you know, and he's so cool and rich and fancy. And like, we see this with a lot of people and we see this with fitness influencers. Oh my God, look at them eating their chicken, broccoli and rice. And they're so shredded and they're lifting like 500 pounds. They're amazing, you know, but why? Okay. And what this kind of leads into the main point I wanted to talk about today was adaptability. And it's kind of funny because adaptability, the concept of adaptability can be kind of on a range, and it gets to be a little bit of a gray area. But his point behind asking these questions was, so, you know, if you're that all or nothing mindset and you label yourself as something, you're going to kind of develop this routine for yourself. And if you develop a routine for yourself, it's going to be hard for you to be adaptable. You labeling yourself that and assigning terms to yourself makes you less flexible. So when something inevitably happens, you're going to crumble. So this whole thought led me into a whole other thing of thinking about the adaptability. And I thought, you know, this is a good topic to chat about, I think, with my podcast listeners. How it could relate in the fitness realm is, you know, let's say you wake up in the morning and you drink your coffee and you have your supplements, okay, every morning. That's cool. It gives you a benefit, right? You're getting nutrients and filling in nutrient gaps maybe that you're not getting in your diet. The coffee gives you a boost of energy. But then eventually you, and this has happened to me for both coffee and supplements, you eventually rely on that, right? To just even be normal. It doesn't necessarily become an added bonus now. Your body has adapted and kind of taken some slack off because the supplements and the coffee kind of do that extra work for you. So now what happens if you don't have coffee or you don't have supplements? You know, back in the day when we were cavemen, we didn't have access to those things. So like, how would you function if you didn't have it? I know sometimes when I've stopped having my supplements, I'll notice a difference. Like I'll feel more tired, or sometimes I'll even get sick because my immune system is so used to being pumped with whatever nutrients that I'm giving it. And same thing with coffee. If you are a caffeine lover like me, you know, you'll get a withdrawal headache. You'll feel tired. You feel like you can't even open your eyes until you have that first wonderful cup of coffee, right? So you can see where this is a problem, and it's not so much the coffee or the supplements. I'm not hating on you guys. Like, you know, the American diet and food nowadays, you do need to get additional nutrients, and if you're deficient in something, cool, and caffeine is not the devil. But it's the idea, it's the concept of being adaptable. It goes to, you know, you have to be cautious with routines. Routines are awesome and they get you going and they keep you organized, which is a core thing I teach with my clients. But I take pride in teaching routines. I kind of just said this similar thing in my last podcast episode about meal plans, how I teach meal plans, but we also teach that adaptability, that flexibility, which I think is a core skill that people need to learn. I think the way our culture is, it's very based on routine. It's very based on systems, which is cool because it keeps things organized. But also, we need to have that flexibility and adaptability when things inevitably go wrong, because life is life. Things happen. You could do everything perfect, everything right, and sometimes the outcome isn't going to reflect the effort that you put in. You can try really hard and do everything right and still lose, still come out on the bottom. And then there's people that do nothing right and they come out great and they have an ideal outcome. So, you know, and there's everything in between. So you have to learn to be adaptable, go with the flow, especially in your fitness routine. This is where I see people fail. They're so used to their routine that, you know, they get sick, so they have to miss a day, or they're injured, or they ran out of food and they didn't prep properly, or their food went bad, or they got tired of the meals. Just something went wrong. And all it takes is one thing, and then it's like they spiral and they get thrown off track. They're not used to it because they're so used to robotically following a routine that they just don't know how to adapt. And that's what I teach you. And don't get me wrong, it's challenging. 100% it is challenging to do this, because you have to think and you have to kind of think on your feet and get creative, but it's so worth it to be adaptable. I mean, think about how many situations in your life, how important this skill is to learn to adapt. And it's uncomfortable for sure. How do you think I feel coming out of an injury? I'm fluffier than I would like. I have excess fat on me. I feel not like a trainer because I'm not in the body composition I want to be, but I'm like, well, not showing up is just going to make my body worse. So I might as well just be uncomfortable working out and get through it. And it's getting better. It does get better the more you do it, or when I forget to go shopping, or I have to go shopping a day later and I don't have much in my cabinet, but I do have to throw something together. So maybe I opt for the protein shake because that's what I have available versus like a nice prepped full meal. Like, it just happens. Or if I have, you know, I got stuck talking to somebody in the gym and now I have less time to get a workout in. Am I going to give the workout up? No, I'm just going to, you know, get a little bit more creative, maybe do more supersets, maybe try to squeeze that hour workout into a half hour or 40 minutes. It's all about being adaptable, because I am here to tell you, and I know you probably don't want to hear this, but there is going to be a point in your life where something is not going to go how you want. And that might be a little extreme, but in your fitness routine, there will be a time. And, you know, there's a couple people out there, and they're very lucky for extended periods of time, not forever, but it feels like your workout routine can be perfect. And that kind of happens when I talk to people. I feel like they're like, oh, well, I was in a fitness routine for a year or two. And it's like, and then you got off track. Well, maybe for that year or two, like, the stars aligned and, you know, work was pretty level-headed and you were working a consistent schedule and you had a routine and there was no issues at home and you didn't have kids yet, no injuries. So you were able to follow it really consistently, and then something in your life changed and that just threw your whole routine off track. That's usually what I see varying periods of time, whether that be you stuck to it for 2 months, 3 months, 2 years. You know, I see this a lot. And again, what is the skill we need to work on? Adaptability. Okay, so I challenge you today. This is a short one, but I did want to get my thoughts out about it. I challenge you to be more self-aware, right? That's what we teach in this podcast, to be more self-aware of your everyday. And when you have your routine going and something inevitably pops up, and maybe your first instinct is to go, oh, I'm gonna skip the gym. Oh, I'm just going to eat something else. I'm going to go through the drive-thru, or oh, I'm going to eat this instead. I want you to stop yourself and think, how can I be flexible right now? How can I adapt? How can I bend? The tree that bends does not break. You know, how can I be moldable, mendable? How can we be a little bit better? And to be honest, that's within the foundations of everything that I chat with you guys about. You know, if you couldn't make the workout tonight, can you do something at home? Can you go for a walk? Can you reschedule it for later this week? With eating, you know, you may have to end up going through the drive-thru, but can you get like the grilled chicken nuggets instead of the, you know, quarter pounder with bacon? There, you have options, and there's always space to be a little bit better versus all or nothing. And that's such an important skill in your long-term success and your long-term sanity. So this message comes with love. Do not think I am yelling at you or talking down to you, but I hope this helps. I hope it resonated with one of you guys today, and that's all for now. Bye, guys.